Amen. Praise God. Brother Louise, good to have your daughter with you today. Amen. Sister, good to have your daughter today with us. We're glad you're here. Amen. And everybody in the house of the Lord, we're so blessed you're here today. Amen. Our youth class may be dismissed. Amen. God bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. God's saints that are here today, we're so blessed that you're here. We're thankful for the help and the hand of the Lord. Amen. God is an answering God. Amen. He answers. And he's still doing his mighty work today in lives and souls. Amen. And we're thankful for the great answers of the Lord, how God is doing great things in people's lives. And I don't want to stop short. I don't want to miss what God has. Amen. We want to go to the word of the Lord today. I want you to turn with me to Romans, the fourth chapter. Romans chapter 4. And we will read verses 16 through 25 today. And you know you're getting old whenever you have to wear cheaters. But you know you're getting old when you've got cheaters laying everywhere. And come to church this morning, I had two of them, two pair. And one, I got two pair on my desk, two pair at the house, everywhere. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Romans, the fourth chapter, and we'll read verse 16 today. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but also that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is a father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he may become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be blessed. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We're talking about Abraham, folks. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. I'm thankful for the power of what God's done for me. If God did it for Abraham, he'll do it for you. God is still God. He hasn't got out of business. God is still answering. And when God makes a promise, God is more than just a promise keeper. He's a promise maker and a way maker. Abraham old, that's okay. Sarah old, that's okay. God is still God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Would you pray with me, Lord? Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy today. Thank you for what you're going to do today in this service. We give you praise and glory in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to ask you, can a thread hold an anchor? Can a thread, just a thread. I got a little box we bought at Dollar Tree, whatever, and it has little pieces of thread in it, little things. When I travel, I have to have an emergency kit, buttons, and you name it. But today, I have some little spools of thread. And this thread is cheap thread. I didn't know the difference between cheap thread and good thread till I started getting around people that were seamstresses. My mother-in-law, when she was alive, she was a very good seamstress. and I heard her talk about good thread. I'm glad today I got good thread in Jesus Christ. Amen. Something that's going to hold me. But the question today, can a thread hold an anchor? I want you to know that the Bible says hope is the anchor of the soul. Hope is the anchor of the soul. It's what keeps us going when circumstances seem dire and when the odds are stacked against us. When everything is against you and it seems to be no hope, even no way out, I'm glad I have a God who is the one that's responsible for making things happen. Amen. So hope is that powerful force that will sustain us through the most challenging seasons. You think about the heavy anchor chains, this picture up here. It shows that anchor and heavy anchor chains. And I seen one of the pictures of a man standing next to one of these chains, and the chains were taller than the man. And Brother Coon, he worked around the seaport and area, and he would tell you that these chains and these ships are not just little bitty canoes. They're very big. These seagoing ships have to have a heavy anchor system, and it has to have huge chains and anchors in order to help it. Can you imagine a severe storm, waves, wind, rain, and the sheer force of just the weather? Not only that, but the extreme drift, that current that is pushing against the ship. And it takes something to hold it. In the midst of the storm, it takes a strong anchoring system. Now, this thread right here, I'm telling you, it won't hold nothing. I mean, it barely holds a button, but when you put it together, it works. But one piece of thread by itself can't do too much. But I want to talk about the thread of hope that holds a soul. There's something about it when you've got a God on your side. I don't care how small the thread of hope you have, how small the promise may be, and how great the storm of life may be, I'm thankful that I have a God that will help you even in the midst of life. So it's the anchor of the soul. Somebody ought to thank the Lord right now for God being on your side. Amen. Oh, you ought to lift both hands and thank him today that we have a God that is on our side, a God that is well able, a God that can, a God that hears, a God that sees, but a God that answers. Amen. Today I want to just dive into the story of a man named Abraham, a man who exemplified unwavering hope in the face of unseemingly insurmounting obstacles. Abraham, the reason why he could go through what he had a promise. It became and it began with a promise from God. God told Abraham that I'm going to give you descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. However, there was a problem. Abraham and his wife Sarah were well old, well past the age of bearing children. From a human standpoint, this promise seemed absurd, even impossible. Impossible. But Abraham chose to hang on to the promise. Abraham believed in what God said to him. God said, Abraham, you're going to be a father of many, many multitudes and nations. Abraham could have looked in the mirror and said, there's no way. I'm old. I'm 100 years old. My body is well past that. And by the way, my wife, look how old she is. And I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost today, regardless of how drastic the situation is, regardless of how severe the odds are against you, I have a God that is able to answer like he did back then. If God did it for Abraham, God could do it for you. You see, God did more than just give a little mere promise. It was more than just I'm going to do this, but God made a covenant with Abraham. In fact, Abraham's first name was Abram. It meant, exalted father, But the Lord said, I'm going to make you more than just a good father. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. I'm going to make you more than just daddy. You're going to be the father of multitudes and nations of people. And a patriarch of God. I'm going to put God in your Christ in your lineage. And when your God is the creator, saint, there's nothing that is not, amen, impossible for God. Amen. Impossibility is not in God's vocabulary. My God is well able to heal. My God is well able to provide. My God is well able to do what you can't see. He's still on the throne today. Are you praising God for who he is? Amen. When God is your creator, God still creates. I mean, most people think the creator just quit and he stopped what he was doing on that day of creation in the book of Genesis. But my God still is able to create. Amen. I'm thankful that God is still on the throne today, and things, amen, in our world seem to surmount against us, and there seem to be the write-off mentality. There's no way. But friend, as long as there's God who will always be, there is a way. Now, all the complexity and sophistication of creation, you think about it. Even those today that are taking microscopes that are so well defined that they can look down to the smallest of the smallest of the smallest. The smaller they get, the more they see that there is a creator. And the great telescopes that look into the far beyond, the further they look in the vastness, the more they see of a great creator. They see the glory of the handiwork of my God that I serve today. Amen. I'm thankful today for the vastness of my God's power, but I'm thankful that my God can answer and sustain a little thread of hope, a little thread of faith, a little thread of assurance, a little thread that says, my God promised me. When you have nothing but a thread, I mean just a little thread. This is a green spool of thread today. And I'm unraveling. You can't even see it out there probably. But you can see that where it's holding this up. I'm telling you, when you're down to just nothing but just a thread of a promise, that's all you have. It's just a thread of a promise, Pastor. There it got. God is still God, friend. When you're down to nothing but a little thread of hope with God, amen, God still can, and God is still able today to do exceeding abundant before you could ever imagine or think. What a mighty God do I serve? I don't serve something that just makes promises. I have a God that fulfills promises. Well, you said, but my situation is so hopeless. My circumstances is so out of whack. Let me just say, what a mighty God I have. God is God enough in the small things, and he's God enough in the big things. You know, the Bible says, who against hope believed in hope. Against all hope, the situation only grew more daunting as the years passed. Abraham and Sarah remained childless. And their bodies were well beyond the age of fertility. And it was against all hope, against all reason, that Abraham continued to hang on to that thread of hope. That little bitty thing, you can't see it, but I'm holding it up tonight, today. Just that little bit of thread of hope. He refused to let go of something that would anchor, amen, the whole situation of life. Amen. He didn't look at the 100 years of hopelessness of his body and give up. Neither did he survey Sarah, the decades of infertility, and say, we're going too far, honey. Although his body was just as good as dead, the Bible says. Even though her body was just as good as dead, you're just a breathing corpse, Abraham. You have no capability. No. That's the beauty of it. God still takes impossibility, and God is still will make a way with impossible things. I'm telling you, God holds the pen in his hand. And when there's nothing on your books, God is able to write them. He's able to put it in your books, friend. Amen. I have a God who still answers today. Amen. But oh, He didn't begin to survey Sarah and said, well, it just won't happen. He didn't tiptoe around God's promises. But he plunged into the promise and came up strong. He was fully persuaded, the Bible says, that God had the power to do what he promised. And we're going to turn it around today. Let me ask you, do you believe God still can do it? Do you believe God still can answer your prayer? Do you believe God is still the healer, the great physician? Even when you have nothing but a hope, when the doctors tell you it is impossible, but you're hanging on to the promise of God, that God is your healer. I'm telling you, when it's down just to a thread, it I hold an anchor. The hope of your soul will keep you. The things of God will come through when you know that you know that you know that God is faithful, regardless of the circumstance. Talk about the power of faith just a little bit. Abraham wasn't blind. He acknowledged the reality of his circumstance, his old age, his barrenness, but he refused to let go and let these realities dictate his faith. The problem is we let circumstances and realities dictate our faith. You might have said, but that was in the Bible days. We're in the Bible days. In fact, the book of Acts has no formal ending. I believe the book of Acts is still being alive today. But the church of the living God still thinks, oh, that's just back in those days. That's just hey, friend, I still believe God is the great physician. God is a healer. And God is a giver of life and the answer to prayers. I visited a congregation one time for a debate. And the man said, well, miracles are not today. That was way back then. Well, I looked at him and said, why you go to church? Why you come here? Well, I'm trying to be, don't you think salvation is a miracle? God is still take a dead person in sin and he still transforms us into his marvelous light. Amen. Hey, friend, amen. I don't want to just go to church to go to church and say God used to. I'm glad that my God still can today. My God is still well able today. I know he can. Boy, we know this. We know this. We know this, but I believe that a lot of us think our thread is just down to nothing, Pastor. You can't even see it no more. It's just a thin little thing here. Amen. There's nothing here. There's no way. You think reality in your mind, doubt and unbelief begins to tell you it can't happen. But I want to tell us today, if God did it for Abraham and if he did it for Sarah, amen, my God is still the answer today. I'm talking about faith, and God is here today to answer, and God is here today to make a way when there seemeth not to be a way. It's easy to look back and preach about Elijah in a drought, seeing it's going to rain and reading it rain. But when you're in a drought and your tongue is so dry, sticking to the top of your mouth, and things and circumstances for you is coming against you on every angle, then it's difficult. It's severe when it happens to you. But hear me, in your most severe moment of life, amen, don't let your hope be disappointed, because God is still God today. Amen, there's a fulfillment, a promise that God has for those that keep his word and hang on to faith. Amen. Application. The story of Abraham challenges us to examine our own lives. Are there areas that we have given up hope in? Are there promises of God that we have stopped believing and looking for an answer? Again, if God was faithful to Abraham, he'll be faithful to us. Abraham was declared fit before God, even though his body was just like a living corpse. I want to tell you that the Bible says, who against hope believed in hope. The same thing gets to say, but when we embrace and we believe the one who completely, equally reaches in a hopeless situation The one that they took to Calvary and they beat him and they hung him on the cross. And they dusted their hands and said, "We finished that." It was a hopeless situation when they put him in the grave. They thought they had it done, didn't they? But on that third day, hallelujah, amen, what are you going to do with a living, amen, somebody that was dead that is alive today? I want to tell you, the same Jesus that walked through that door, amen, and that same Jesus that walked on the road of Emmaus is the same Jesus that wants to touch your heart and answer your prayers today. I'm thankful today for the glory and the power of my God. Amen. Hey, if Jesus did it then, he could do it today. And he still sets us free. When we were in sin, desperate, hopeless, helpless, in the realm of impossibility, didn't he come in? Didn't he forgive you? Didn't he do something for you? Even that day that God filled you with the Holy Ghost? Well, the God is still God today. And I am now in a place, but a day where, have you ever been in a place that you had to trust God even though you was hurting? Have you ever testified to somebody about God's healing virtue? Whenever you looked and you're trying to convince them and pain is all in your body. You're hurting all over from your head to the toe and you're trying to tell somebody God still heals. There's been times I thought, oh, I have stumbled and walked down a platform, pain all over my body, shooting up my knee to my back, and go pray for somebody. And I thought, they want me to pray for them? How can I pray for them when I'm hurting so bad? I want to tell you, regardless of your hurt, God still can heal. My God is still the great physician. My God is still on the throne. Even when it's just a hope that is the size of a thread, it'll hold the big anchor. Amen. It'll keep you in the most severe situation. My God is still God today. I come to convince you that God is still present to help you. Amen. Well, I know these things, but there's sometimes we got to be reminded of those things. Sometimes we as saints, we get to that place where unbelief wants to step in. Unbelief wants to minimize the strength behind this thread. This thread today is coming off the spool. Well, Pastor, you don't realize that old thread is a cheap thread. That old thread is, it can't do any good. It's not going to hold anything up. You bought it at Dollar Tree. But I want to tell somebody regardless, amen, if it's a thread that is nothing there but just a small, minute thing, and you have a God that honors your faith and your hope, even though it may be just a nothing to the eyes of everybody else, my God still honors it. Amen. Boy, amen. You said, boy, I'm waded out today. I'm waded out in deep waters. That's all right. I'm not the miracle doer. He is. Amen. I'm not the one that does it. He does it. That's his responsibility. It's his job, not me. Amen. My job is to hang on to the thread and to believe God and to tell you today, amen, God still can. You've heard stories. I've told you how God has healed people, how God has done miracles. God's just not filling anybody with the Holy Ghost. Nobody's hungry anymore. Look at all the empty chairs we have today, Brother Crosswhite. I'm telling you, there's hungry people. Amen. Just the other Thursday, brother, you got to see it, didn't you? You got to see when that big old boy received the gift of the Holy Ghost in jail. Amen. He's been coming. Amen. And he's been visiting the services. Amen. For a period of time, and a very sincere young man. Amen. Oh, he's got criminal charges. He's got court coming up. There are problems all in his life. But that day, it wasn't all the problems. It wasn't all the storms. It was that God was ready to fill him with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sister Nina, you have that clip on there from Thursday night? I want you to put it back up there and get ready just a moment. Amen. To see that young man's testimony. I'm telling the church today, Amen. You better get it in your heart and get a hold of that thread and anchor your soul. Can a thread hold an anchor? Can it keep you? Can a thread, even when you're down to just nothing, can you still believe God? Can God still anchor the situation? Can God still hold you? Can God still perform that which he's promised? Amen. Somebody don't look at your neighbor and say, God's still able. Well, I sound like I'm ringing just an empty gong today. It sounds like I'm just beating the day. A thing where you say, well, I can't feel a drop, Pastor. That's exactly where faith works. Is it on there, sis? Okay, that's fine. When you can't feel a drop, have you ever come to church and couldn't feel a drop? Have you ever taught a Bible study and couldn't feel a drop? The other day in the jail when we taught that young man, those three young men that came to that service, just three of them. First thing I thought, man, we ought to just, yeah. The Holy Ghost said, no. We're going to have church. And we started worship the Lord, just three inmates, and I think it's four of us. And we started worshiping the Lord. I watched this young man lift his hands and worship God. When I started talking to him and began to challenge these young men, the power of the Holy Ghost fell on them. I couldn't feel anything at first. But when I watched the glory of God get all over those young men, amen, the Spirit of the Lord began to signify, my feelings don't have to happen anyway. Amen. It's my faith. Amen. My feelings are not going to be the one that determines what God could do. It's my faith. And today you may feel dry as a bone in the midst of the desert, but my God can in the midst of a drought, in the midst of a place where you haven't felt the glory of God, he still can answer your prayer. Amen. Have you ever been through a spiritual drought? Well, you thought, God, where are you? Where's your answers? God, is it really worth going to church? I'm so tired today. Have you ever had to push yourself even to worship the Lord? You come to church and you were so distracted by pain and misery and aches and all these different things in your mind and your body. But you came and you pushed yourself to worship God. And you felt like, oh, God, I'm almost feel irreverent because I just don't feel it. But you went ahead and honored the Lord. You went ahead and prayed anyway. It's kind of like waking up early in the morning to pray, and you go to get out of bed, and something says, you ought to stay in that bed. But you pull out, and when you go to that place of prayer, there the King meets with you. I'm glad that God works in bizarre situations. I'm glad that God still answers, amen, in severe storms of life. Amen. Where you feel like nobody hears you, nobody cares about you. Amen. Oh, friend, in the time of trouble, my God's still God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're down just to a thread. Abraham had the promises of God. Now he's an old man. Old man. Abraham and his wife Sarah. Can you imagine them? Abraham, he looks at Sarah and he can remember all the beautiful years that God didn't answer then. But he still believed that God was going to answer. I want you to picture in your mind the day that Sarah discovered she was in the mama way. Can you imagine her? Let's just pretend if it was today and you were 90 years old. 90-year-old lady. I mean, let's just say Cain. You got a Cain, and here she is all bent over. And all of a sudden, can you imagine when she told Abraham? He had to catch his dentures, didn't he? Yeah. What did you say, honey? And she raised her voice, Abe, I said we're going to have a baby. Say that again, I quite didn't hear you. Honey, it's happened. Man, I imagine the Cain, amen, fell aside. Amen. Oh, friend. Amen. And she started strutting around. And she, I mean, you see a lady that has a baby. Amen. How they hold that baby sometimes. Oh, and it's just wonderful. Amen. Can you imagine the first day she felt it? Felt it move inside of her. Can you imagine this old 90-something-year-old lady that said, it moved, Abraham. I felt it. Everybody else is laughing. That's her imagination. But friend, that day she took Abraham's hand and she placed his hand there and he felt it move. He felt the promise of God moving. Even the day that child was born and that old feeble hands reached out and picked him up and looked at him in the eye and said, this is God's answer. Amen. Oh, his name shall be called Isaac. I want to praise God today. God has an Isaac for somebody in this place. God has an answer for somebody. Amen. That hears this. I'm telling you, the Lord worked my motor over yesterday and the day before to tell somebody there's an Isaac for somebody. You're down to just a thread. Your hope is down to nothing. But I'm telling you, God is still up to something. He still has an Isaac. Amen. You still don't believe it. I'm still pushing against doubt and disbelief today. I feel it so strong in this place, but that's okay. God's still the promise keeper. Hallelujah. You know what? Anybody knows what Isaac means? Laughter. Can you imagine the laughter? When Abraham and Sarah, before they had him, they had hope, but now they had a promise, and they had laughter. It's fun. I mean, when you got a little one, and he didn't have a cell phone back in those days. If he did, it would be pictures, 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 pictures. I mean, have you seen what God did? Look at my Isaac. Look what God did. Look at my answer. I want to tell somebody, in the face of adversity, God, I speak it with authority and I speak it with hope and I speak it today with the word of the Lord. God is ready to give you a testimony. God is ready to give you your Isaac, that it could be a testimony, something that you could look and say, look what God has done. Look what God, the impossible has happened. I'm telling this congregation on a Sunday morning, it feels dry as a cotton field in here, but my God is still able to give. Amen. He's able to spring up wells that haven't flowed. He's able to do things that hasn't been done in years in your life. God is still able. One with issue of blood. She searched frantically, spent all she had. Ironically, it says on physicians. They were expensive back in those days too. Her body remained unclean according to the Jewish law. But she heard Jesus was coming. She heard that an answer was coming. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Just the hem of his garment. Just one of those tassels at the hem of a Jewish garment. If I could just touch a piece of thread. I know within myself I'm going to be whole. Completely healed. The Bible says that day more adversity came against her. I mean, she was broke, she was weak, she was unclean. And the crowd was there that day to see Jesus. And they pressed against Jesus. Great multitude of people, but she said, I'm going to make my way. She pressed her way through the crowd. And when she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says, instantly Jesus stopped. And he looked around and said, somebody touch me. Disciples said, but Lord, there's people thronging. There's people trying to get a hold of you, pushing against us from every angle. People bumping up against us. There's a lot of things happening. He said, no. This touch was more than just a bump touch. Somebody touched me, and I felt virtue go from me. Amen. Somebody touched me with faith and with a thread of hope. I'm talking to somebody right now. The Lord still honors that kind of touch. Amen. I believe right now you need to close your eyes and lift your hands. Amen. Somebody needs to reach up to the Lord. Amen. The Lord is in this place, a God, a great physician. Amen. The great answer, the great provider. Amen. I don't know what realm God is wanting to answer in, but I sure feel it today. Amen. That God has an answer for you. God has an answer for you. God has an answer for you. That hang on to that thread of hope. That a thread's going to hang on, even to the anchor, and going to keep you, even though it's down to just a thread today. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to tell the Lord today. I want somebody to tell the Lord, I trust you. I can't feel you. I can't see you. But I still trust you. Won't you pray that right now? Lord, I trust you. I trust you, God. I trust you for my prayer. I trust you for my answer. It's hope in you, Jesus. It's just a thread. But I trust you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. I asked my wife to sing this song because yesterday, whenever the Lord kept on prompting me to preach this, I tried different things. The Lord said, no, that's what I want. Today, I'm not responsible for what you do with the check. The mailman delivers the mail. He's not responsible whether you let it expire, sit in the envelope, or will you take it to the bank and you cash it? His job is to deliver the mail. My job today is to put what I preached in your box. Somebody's got a check. You got mail. Amen. Sing it. Just cross my mind.
The woman needed healing of a dreaded disease. Her money brought physicians, but only Jesus could bring relief. And though her last thread of hope had worn down to strength, her heart held on to faith till she could touch him with her. Can climb life's mountain. Though the cliffs are rough and jagged, you can cope. If you should slip and reach rope's end, you'll find the hem of his garment. Don't let go of your last thread of hope. Is that you hanging by a frayed and a fragile faith? Are you clinging to the rocks above the canyon of dismay? Reach out for your lifeline. It will never break in two. You've got to hold fast and don't lose hope. For surely God will see you through. If you're hanging by a thread, still you can climb life. garment. Don't let go of your last thread of hope. Is that you hanging by a frayed and a fragile faith? Are you clinging to the rocks above the canyon of dismay? Reach out to your lifeline. It will never break in two. Hold fast and don't lose heart. Once again, our God will see you through. If you're hanging by a thread, still you can climb life's mountain. Though the cliffs are rough and jagged, you can cope. If you should slip and reach rope's end, you'll find the hem of his garment. Don't let go of your last thread.
Hallelujah. I felt the Holy Ghost. This message is for somebody today in this room. Maybe for most of us or all of us. God wants you to get a hold of that thread and hang on to it. Would you stand with me in this building right now? If you could make your way to the front, those of you that can't kneel anymore at an altar, would you come and sit on the altar? You're welcome to sit up here on the platform on the edge of it. Let's not get around the side. I want us just to come congregate real close. Somewhere on this pulpit area is that thread. Here it is. That I use for an object illustration. You probably couldn't see it back there. The answer, the thread of hope is here today. The answer of hope. I feel like somebody needs to get a hold of the lifeline today. God is wanting to answer. Maybe it's a mama. Maybe it's a person. You feel like, well, there's no way past your crossroad. It can't happen. I don't know what you've been praying for. Somebody the Lord is wanting to let you know that he's still God. He's still God. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, believe the Lord with me. Come on, brothers, believe the Lord with me today. Come on, God would never fail you. He would never forsake you. Come on, trust the Lord. Lean on him. Not your understanding, not your reasonability. God's not done with you, Abraham. Sarah, God's not done with you. I'm telling somebody today, God's not done with you. Hallelujah. Come on, trust the Lord, sister. Come on, trust the Lord, sister. Come on, brother, trust the Lord. He's not done. God's not done. It's not over yet. Hallelujah. He's still God.
He's been a friend there in time.
Hallelujah.